I'm Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Former President Trump is about to head to court in New York to face a judge. CBS's Errol Barnett at Trump Tower.
Around me, what you're seeing is an intensified police presence ahead of former President Donald Trump leave his home, head to court to effectively turn himself in and be arrested. And I can tell you there are pro-Trump supporters on the street driving around in a truck, honking their horn with MAGA flags. And there's also a team of protesters who have images of former President Trump behind bars saying he needs to be held accountable.
I'm Matt Piper at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. The protests here are growing louder. Some who are here in support of Donald Trump.
I think it's a miscarriage of justice. I think he'll come out on top. I think he'll be our next president.
Others chanting, lock him up.
To support law and order and watch Trump get booked. It's been a long time coming.
It's expected the indictment against Trump will be unsealed in the hush money case and he'll enter a not guilty plea. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
What I will look at is what are each charge. So I want to go to the bottom of each charge and find out what they are. Then I'm going to go back, and I assume it's a speaking indictment, which means that it is written as a narrative. And in that case, we're going to know exactly what the facts are.
A federal court has denied a Trump bid to block former advisors from testifying in the Capitol attack investigation. A former top political aide is dead after an FBI manhunt tracked him to Tennessee. Roy McGrath had once been chief of staff to former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. WJZ TV reporter Alexis Davila.
The manhunt for McGrath started 3 weeks ago when he skipped a court appearance for his federal fraud trial here in Baltimore. According to prosecutors, McGrath was accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from the state during his time with the government-owned nonprofit Maryland Environmental Service.
More stormy weather expected today in the south. Blizzard conditions in the Dakotas. CBS's Jim Krasula on a measure of good news for victims of recent tornadoes and floods.
The IRS has pushed back the April 18th tax filing deadline for people in several states that have had damage from recent storms. They include Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New York, and California. The full list of those eligible for tax relief in disaster situations is available on the IRS website.
GM says about 5,000 white-collar workers took company buyout offers. No layoffs will be needed. Wall Street, the Dow is down 240. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Keep your eye on the weather. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha could also get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Many Wisconsin villages and cities have referendums on today's ballot to pay for emergency medical services. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health expects 38% of communities will have to go to a referendum in the next year to pay for EMS, which towns are required to provide by law. In villages and cities, the service is technically optional, but most do have some emergency services. If the referendums don't pass, communities will have to make spending cuts or contract services from other neighboring municipalities. That means response times could be much longer. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Buck Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Buck Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
To the 1 o'clock, no sour, haha, funny hour. No sour, happy, fun time, haha, power hour. Welcome to the no sour, fun time, haha, power hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. How are you feeling? Nervous? Excited? Don't know what we're talking about? 844-967-2789. I am feeling nervous. How are you feeling, Jane Matner?
I'm with you on the nervous. Because again, you know I'm not an optimist. And so I start at death and work my way backwards. And so
yeah.
We'll see.
It's a totally natural reaction to have.
No, right. Doom, destruction, and death, and then the next thing. That's better than that.
And then you just keep marching forward. Yeah. Of course, we are talking about the Wisconsin election, which we think is the biggest story of today. Not that it doesn't have some competition, but certainly is a big story that has not only huge consequences for those of us living in Wisconsin, but also for the country. And there is a lot of people who understand the ramifications of who gets elected on our Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Could make changes in the makeup of the House, depending if we got new maps and had a more even distribution or more fair districts when it came to our U.S. congressmen and our U.S. representatives. But also, if, like in 2020, the 2024 presidential election results get escalated to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and like last time, it is one vote away from overturning hundreds of thousands of votes. So that is what we're talking about there. So do we have someone who's on the phone?
844-967-2789. If you want to check in with how you are feeling today about the Wisconsin election. Stephen from Green Bay, thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Hey, Kristen, how are you doing on this nervous Tuesday?
Nervous. We're a little high strung. We're feeling the energy and the anxiety through our fingertips. How are you feeling, Stephen?
I'm also feeling nervous. And actually, I woke up this morning. I was feeling great, even though it's cloudy outside. And I went to go vote. And then I came to work and witnessed a conversation between two of my coworkers, where one of my coworkers didn't even know there was an election today. And the other coworker didn't know what they were voting for. And I thought to myself, how many more people out there are in this same predicament right now? And this is not where we should be on voting day. We should have gotten this taken care of already. So I am now waiting to see what happens. I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic, but a big emphasis on the cautious part of that sentence.
Did you notice a larger?
Well, did you remind?
Did you notice a larger turnout or anything, Stephen, this morning when you went to vote?
So I will tell you, at my specific polling place, the voting sign wasn't even out in front of the door, and the parking lot was full. So that's why I say I'm cautiously optimistic, because I vote in a very red area. And to see that there's that many cars in the parking lot is a good thing, I think. So
actually, and also, Stephen, did you take the opportunity after you overheard your coworkers talking to remind them that there was still time to go vote today?
I did. I am a proud Democrat, and so when I go, and if I don't know people's political affiliation, I never go in and say you need to vote for the Democrats, because I don't believe that's my job to tell you who to vote for. But I do
totally.
Figure out where they live, first of all, so I know I'm giving them the right information, and I do let them know. Now, one thing I just want to say real quick, about the turnout. Some of that higher turnout here in Green Bay could be because of the mayor's race. I will tell you locally, the mayor's race is getting a lot more attention than even the Supreme Court race. It's a huge race in Green Bay. So that could be a reason why we have some higher turnout too.
And I think that's a great thing, right? As far as people being motivated and being tuned in to their local races, whether it's a mayoral election, school board elections, because I think more and more, the more people that grasp those elections really matter and they affect your community and they affect your city, to be a motivating factor to get people to polls is, I don't care. I think that's a great thing as well. Thanks so much for the call, Stephen. I think that's probably the feeling of everyone, conservative, liberal, Republican. This is the nature of the beast of watching and caring about our elections in Wisconsin. It is never a slam dunk. It's not a cakewalk. It is no, whatever analogy or metaphor you can think of for something that is in the bag, it is not that.
No. Not here.
Not here. But we are also keeping an eye on the other big story of today, which is former President Donald Trump's arraignment. It sounds like, at least what I see trending on Twitter, that he is officially under arrest. Have you seen anything pop up for you, Jane, as far as other news, as far as protesters or anything kind of disorderly happening in New York?
There were a couple tussles earlier this morning, but it seemed like the police had things pretty well in hand and were keeping the two sides very far away from each other. Because, again, there were a couple scuffles. Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, was there to show her support for President Trump. And no one could hear her because there were so many people blowing whistles. So she left after less than 10 minutes. And you know who else showed up to show his support for the former president? George Santos.
Scott Baio.
No.
Oh, George Santos.
George Santos, who also only lasted about 10 minutes, blaming reporters for making it impossible for him to stay. As opposed to all the people who are yelling at him, tell us about your all-star volleyball career.
Man, what do you... that is a topic for a different day. There is too much to cover and too much to talk about today. But the end game for that guy of just... Because he's under investigation,
yes.
Right? Like, they finally escalated that and we're like, all right, man, like, we're gonna look into this of how you just blatantly lied about everything, and just the audacity of him to say, I don't care. I'm going to keep pretending like nothing happened.
Yep.
And being an indignant, entitled lawmaker like the other MAGA folks that I align with. And so that is something. All right. Well, speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, I finally watched more, as much as it was painful, of the 60 Minutes interview by Leslie Stahl on Sunday. And full stop, it was a great example of how to not cover the far right. And I think it was a phenomenal, embarrassing waste of time on 60 Minutes' part, on CBS's part, and it did nothing besides embolden bigots. And I you know, Les Moonves, is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yes.
The guy, the old CBS, you know, he was on record saying Trump is probably not good for America, but it's good for ratings.
Yeah. So we don't care.
And it feels, so we don't care. And I don't know what the ratings were for 60 Minutes on Sunday night. I have to imagine they're higher than usual because it's, she attracts attention. But let's just have a reminder, because sometimes it's hard to, similar to Trump, it's sometimes hard to keep track of all the things that in such a short period of time, Marjorie Taylor Greene has done. And this isn't even an exhaustive list, but she's compared COVID safety measures to the Holocaust. She's physically kicked a gun safety advocate.
I saw that.
She's spread unhinged conspiracy theories, including space lasers, starting the California fires. And she spoke at a 2022 white nationalist conference. How could we forget that? And I don't know, am I missing anything off the top of your head that you can think of?
She chased down David Hogg, who is one of the survivors of the Marjorie Lee Stoneman Douglas school shootings. She chased him down after that tragedy and was badgering him. And it's important to clarify, I think, that these were Jewish space lasers.
Yes. How could I forget that they were?
Marjorie said they were Jewish space lasers.
But yet, there she was on Sunday night on 60 Minutes. And, you know, I think, I don't know what people expected. I don't know what Leslie Stahl expected. I don't know what the producers expected and why, if she was going to show up and be less crazy. But the things that she said on the show were bonkers. Do we have some of the clips from that?
Yep, let's take a listen.
Things she says that are over the top, like,
the Democrats are a party of pedophiles.
I would definitely say so. They support grooming children.
They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that?
Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
Wow.
It's so misguided.
But my question really is, can't you fight for what you believe in without all that name-calling and without the personal attacks?
Well, I would ask the same question to the other side, because all they've done is call me names and insult me nonstop since I've been here, Leslie. They call me racist. They call me anti-Semitic, which is not true. I'm not calling anyone names. I'm calling out the truth, basically. Pedophile, call it what it is.
I am so disappointed in Leslie Stahl. She just whiffed on that.
And whiffed it.
Completely let her off the hook. It was mortifying.
So if you disagree with me, if you think this is somehow defensible as far as CBS and 60 Minutes deciding to air this, 844-967-2789. Because I think this only emboldens people who are willing to kill trans kids, trans people, people of the LGBTQ community, doctors. There was nothing but bad things that could happen from this. So 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision-making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys. 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202. CordellCordell.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Isolated thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the east, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 47. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 67. Mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are having a good time and we'll continue to have a good time for the rest of this hour and also into tonight, because Jane and I will be back on the air from 7 to 8 p.m. tonight, prime time, to do our hour of anchoring Civic Media's special broadcast of the election results as they rolled in. Obviously, from 7 to 8, we will have no results yet, because polls will still be open. But Jane and I will be there to kick off the special coverage, and then we will hand it over to Terry Bell and the rest of our team, who will be giving you updates as all of the races you care about come to a conclusion.
I mean, and they're going to cover...
We're
feeling good. I mean, they're going to cover school board races and referendums and all kinds of stuff. We have people spread out all over the state.
Yep. And so we are very much looking forward to that. So keep your dial tuned to Civic Media throughout the rest of the day. And the anticipation is mounting. But we previously were talking about my frustration, and I think many people's frustrations, but I at first had decided I didn't really care to watch Marjorie Taylor Greene's interview on 60 Minutes. And then felt I had to at least watch some of it, because as it got more attention, it felt like I should know at least what was said. And the language that she uses is getting people killed. And one of the most, you know, respected news shows featured her and platformed her, and it's airing on national television, and it is beyond irresponsible that not only did they air her, but also Leslie Stahl totally whiffed in her ability to push back. And in an era of violent attacks and gun violence targeting queer nightclubs and spaces, giving any air to this kind of language is dangerous and indefensible. And I would love to hear from someone who tries to argue otherwise, because this is exactly how, as we talked to Jeff Charlotte yesterday, you don't cover the far right.
We have Scott from Chicago on the line. What do you want to say about that CBS interview?
Hey, the only theory that I can come up with why they aired it is because a lot of the right argument is that the left is suppressing anything that doesn't go with their agenda. So they kind of had to appease it, because obviously Green knew that they had the interview. So if they didn't air it, they'd say, oh, they didn't like what I said, so they weren't going to suppress it, and it just further the right argument. So they kind of had to appease it. It wasn't necessarily something good to cover, but it was basically avoiding the argument of they don't like what I said, so they're trying to silence me.
I can understand that to a point, Scott, but I also think that Leslie Stahl just let her get away with, I mean, she let her call Democrats pedophiles without any pushback on it. I don't understand that.
Oh, I'm not saying that the interview was done well, but I am saying that I feel like they didn't really have a way to just not air it. Like, it should have been executed better, but if they just didn't air it, then Green would have the argument of they didn't like what I said, so they're trying to push an agenda.
Yeah, thanks for this call, Scott. And, you know, and I tried to ask that a little bit of Jeff yesterday. It's like, and I think a lot of news outlets are stuck in this, in trying to report the news accurately. And she is a newsmaker, whether you like it or not, whether she says things that are true or not, she is a newsmaker. And to not talk about her or talk about the theories that she pushes and other people push is obviously suppression. And I agree with, like, once they filmed it, they had to air
it. Oh, without
a doubt. They couldn't
have.
Yeah. It's more of the fact that it was just handled so irresponsibly. And the fact that again and again and again, we don't have time to play it, so we'll talk about this on the other side of the next break. But this entirely unfounded, queerphobic, I'm saying this dripping with sarcasm, pedophilia panic that's targeting Democrats and LGBTQ people is purely about stoking hate and misinformation. Meanwhile, the right and conservatives are actively sexualizing and harming children. And we talk about this ban on drag queens and don't say gay bills when currently, literally right now, the jury has found ex-GOP operative Anton Tony Lazaro, a one-time Minnesota Republican political operative and top donor, guilty on all counts of sex trafficking 5 girls aged 15 and 16.
He's got pictures with all the big people in the GOP. This Lazaro, he made the rounds. He was very well connected.
And so the unfounded perpetuating these stories that there is no legitimacy to, and not calling her in the moment besides saying "Wow" by Leslie Stahl and not being there. Like, I would have loved to see Jon Stewart do that interview.
I was thinking the exact same
thing.
That
I would have. Yes. That he would have taken her to task. And that is how you cover it. We're going to play a little bit more. There's a lawyer on TikTok who's been doing a great job of covering, who was actually getting accused and convicted of sex crimes. And big shock, it's not drag queens. This is not so fun, haha, fun time hour, but that's okay. We're going to keep rolling with it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump has arrived at a courthouse in New York to face his arraignment in connection with hush money during his 2016 campaign. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Now we see Donald Trump arriving at Manhattan Criminal Court in Lower Manhattan. And there's Donald Trump waving to the cameras and to the crowd.
CBS News reporter Graham Cates is at Manhattan Criminal Court.
There's supposed to be a very large protest. So far, there hasn't been that much that's materialized, it kind of looks like a small MAGA picnic surrounded by a lot of media cameras and police officers.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson has more on what to expect next for the former president.
The charges will be read. The former president will plead not guilty. And I don't think this judge wants this to be any more of a spectacle at this point than it needs to be.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
News in a Moment is brought to you by Janet Protasiewicz for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Vote for Janet today. Paid for by Janet for Justice.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The most expensive state Supreme Court campaign in American history ends today as voters choose between conservative Dan Kelly and liberal Janet Protasiewicz. The vote will decide if the court leans left or right for the next 2 years. That matters because the High Court is expected to rule on abortion and voting rules in the near future. Civic Media's coverage of election returns begins tonight at 8. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee continues its work without hearing from the head of the Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underly says she's surprised by the snub. Governor Evers is proposing the largest spending increase on education in Wisconsin history at more than $2.5 billion. In sports, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. The Bucks are at Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food. So why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient Meat Meal can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio.
Find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile, and you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get...
Listen to that. Is that a Kermit the Frog covering who?
Covering Talking Heads. Once in a lifetime.
That is a...
Yeah.
Good find.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome back to the last half hour of our regular programming of As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are having so much fun on this election day. And very much looking forward to tonight when we will be back on air at 7 p.m. To kick off our special broadcast for Civic Media. Jane and I will be back on air 7 to 8, bringing in the last hour before polls close, and then we will hand it over to the rest of our team to anchor and cover statewide all of the results as they come in, both for obviously the marquee race that everyone is watching and looking for with bated breath is the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, but everything down ballot as well. Yep. From the constitutional amendments to mayoral races to school referenda. There is a lot of being decided tonight beyond the Supreme Court race, but very much looking forward to that. And so we keep an eye on, I think rain is still kind of spitting right now, but if you can vote early to avoid any thunderstorms that come in later, absolutely go do that. And if you would like to share a picture or selfie of your voting sticker, or just let us know that you voted and what number you were at your polling place or what lines looked like, 844-967-2789, or drop us a line on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or add us on social media, and I will share it. I will share it there. So find us at As Goes Wisconsin on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and we will share the love. I am looking forward to going, walking two blocks from my house to go vote as soon as the show is over, and then get back and keep preparing for our special coverage tonight. Right, Jane?
Yes, I am looking forward to it. We're going to have Patrick Marley, who used to work for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for a real long time. Now he's working with the Washington Post. And then a political expert from UW-Madison.
Yeah, Barry Burden will be there. You've certainly read quotes from him in any election coverage or voting coverage, since he is an expert on that. He's going to join to tell us, give us a little bit more political strategy insight on why even non-binding referendums are gaining in popularity and what purpose they serve as far as motivating people to vote,
right?
Even though the non-binding referendums actually don't change anything. They're just kind of telling you what popular opinion is, which there is value to that, but not when you don't have any power, because time and time again, there's been non-binding referendums on fair maps and marijuana, and for some reason, those just go unanswered as far as the popularity of people really wanting those things in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they don't like to hear about things that they don't want to do. You know, it's just that we're just going to ignore, we're going to ignore these things. And we're just going to pretend that you never responded and told us that you wanted that. And that's why, again, I go back to how important it is to get fair maps so our representatives actually have to respond to the wants of their constituents, which they haven't had to do for over a decade in this state because we are so severely gerrymandered. And I'm just hoping that enough people are tired of that. And I don't want it democratically gerrymandered either. I want us to have fair elections. I want people to once again believe that their vote can count.
I would like that too, Jane.
Right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's not so, I don't think that's a pipe dream. I don't think that's so much to ask for. I just want,
well, it would just be,
if your policies are so good, then people will vote for them. You shouldn't have to cheat to get your policies through, especially if most people don't like your policies.
Well, and it's also the adamant, for some people, for some conservatives and Republicans who just refuse to admit that our maps are gerrymandered and just come back to the argument of there is a natural gerrymander because of Dane County and Milwaukee County, which is true. There is a slight, gerrymander in the condensed amount of Democrats or people who vote for Democrats living in Dane County and Milwaukee County. It is not a supermajority.
No, it's not.
And for those people who always argue that, it's like, all right, then why are you so against a independent, nonpartisan committee making the maps? If this is going to happen, no matter what, if this is just the way that maps need to be built because this is where people choose to live, then why are you so adamant that there's not a different group, not Democrats, but a nonpartisan, independent committee like they've done in Michigan, like they've done in Iowa, that decides on what the maps are? What's the harm? If this is going to happen no matter what, why are you so afraid of that? Because, I hear less answers about that.
Well, right. And because their policies aren't popular.
Yeah.
I just don't think they win on policy. And I think that's also why the culture wars are so important to them, and the othering of people and the fear-mongering about other people, because that's what they have to use. They don't have policy. They use fear.
So, speaking of fear, just to circle back and at least finish the conversation we were having about the 60 Minutes interview of Marjorie Taylor Greene, I wanted to at least highlight the fact that despite a certain group of people on the right trying to fearmonger and blame and scare people about the entirely unfounded queerphobic pedophilia that's not happening by drag queens, by LGBTQ people, but is happening elsewhere. We mentioned in the last segment that a jury found ex-GOP operative Tony Lazzaro, who was a one-time Republican political operative and top donor, who's now been found guilty on all counts of sex trafficking of five different girls aged 15 to 16. But there is also, and I've followed her on TikTok for a while, but there's a lawyer who's using her TikTok to expose the pedophiles arrested in the U.S. each week. And surprise, surprise, despite what people like Marjorie Taylor Greene want you to believe, none of them are drag queens.
Week six and in so our series, Who's Committing Sex Crimes Involving Children? And the pastors doing much better, only two this week, one new Catholic priest. But the archdioceses of Savannah, Georgia, and Atlanta came out with a report on 73 priests with literally thousands of cases among them. And the Boy Scouts of America announced that their settlement of $2.46 billion was approved by a judge. Thousands of cases there, too. 80,000 men claimed to have been abused by scout leaders. Four teachers, one at a Catholic school, two Republican leaders, one a former state chair, one child service worker, one police officer, and one attorney specializing in child abuse cases. Totals for 6 weeks, 172 cases we've tracked. Pastors leading the way with 39, five priests and three other religious figures, politicians at six, one trans person, and still not a single drag queen.
Yeah. So that was week six. I think that's her her most recent video. She also does other lawyery type things on TikTok. But I just think this goes, and I bring this up, it's obviously awful, and it is awful. And I even saying pedophilia feels like one of those words that you just feel dirty even saying. Like, just the way that the word is constructed feels gross.
Yes.
But, and I bring it up because this is what I still think is so dangerous about having someone not, if you're going to interview someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene, you need someone with a bigger backbone, apparently. And I hate to say that because Leslie Stahl is in a lot of ways legendary as far as a female broadcaster and journalist, but like that was not the heat that needed to be brought with combating her aggressiveness. And ultimately I just feel like we can show these TikToks. We can put the facts out there as far as who's actually more likely to abuse your children or take advantage of your children. But because bigots are equally, like, they don't care about stats or facts, and they just want to hear what confirms what they already think. And 60 Minutes did that.
Oh, absolutely. And you had mentioned earlier, she should have been prepped with comebacks and facts to come back with against MTG, like Jon Stewart would have. You got to prep for, I can't, she has to know that. She's been doing this for 50 years. She had to know that. And I can only believe that these were intentional whiffs on Leslie Stahl's part.
But why?
For ratings.
What did they gain by?
For ratings. It's sad, but
yeah, I mean, I guess.
As you said, the former head of CBS, Les Moonves, admitted that Donald Trump is terrible for the country, but it's great for our ratings. And you hate to think that that's true, but
Here we are talking about it 2 days later.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I don't have a lot else to add on that besides I just think it's dangerous, and I don't have the right answer as far as how do you. I feel like I do. I genuinely feel like who else besides Jon Stewart has done this well recently?
He's really one of the only interviewers that I can think of that really nails it every time, no matter what the topic is, whether it's firearms, guns. You know, that Georgia or Oklahoma lawmaker that he had on, who basically just, the more guns makes us safer, unless, of course, you're a police officer responding to a domestic call at a house full of guns.
Yes.
You know, so maybe Leslie Stahl needs to do a little refresher course with Jon Stewart on how to properly interview people.
Well, and, you know, and to a certain extent, I understand it from the point of Jon Stewart's not a journalist. And so his, you know, need to stay objective and like he can come pretty strong without feeling like his journalistic integrity is on the line, where I do understand for journalists that you in the attempt to be fair and this both sidesism, but it's just become untenable because it's like, I don't know without having your rebuttals ready, how you interview people who are just going to spread lies and not feel like you're doing more harm than good.
You have to prep for it. You have to prep for it and be ready.
But I feel like she had to have, she's such a pro.
And that's why I believe, that's why I believe this was an intentional whiff.
All right. Well, we have one more segment to round out our election show. So stick with us. Maybe we'll end on a high note. We're trying to end on a high note. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
For the beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by, letting the water hold me down, letting the days go by, water flowing underground, end of the blue again, after the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground. And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground. Into the blue again, after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime, water flowing underground. Same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on civic media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Isolated thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 47. Winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows around 47. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more.
One day more. Oh, man. I don't know about anybody else, but that song always rings in my head on election day. As far as the feelings and the anticipation of just waiting to see what happens. And so I tweeted that out this morning. I feel like other people who are following the election who don't know that song probably were like, what is this gif? Why did she put this on here? But it makes sense to me and it makes sense to Jane. So that's all that matters. So go play Les Miserables one day more on repeat, because that's certainly what I'm going to be doing between now and when we're back on air tonight at 7 p.m.
If you want to check in at any time, of course, 844-967-2789. Talking earlier about 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl interviewing Marjorie Taylor Greene on Sunday night, 262 checking in. Shame on 60 Minutes. We changed the channel before the interview, and shame on Leslie, too.
Has she? I don't think she's had a comment yet. I haven't seen anything from her. Not that I would expect to, because once it's done, it's done. But I have not heard anything as far as from CBS or 60 Minutes or Leslie Stahl in the wake of kind of the outrage over that interview.
I think she's keeping her head down because she knows she was wrong.
Yeah.
I do. Also, first-time listener, 715. First time I've listened to this station, I am sickened. Trans, fine, but don't throw this in children's faces. And Soros, I think he means Soros. Yes, get rid of him. What about Hunter, Hillary, laptops, Clinton's affair, Biden college background? What the F, lady? You are the uninformed.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for your text, 715.
Appreciate that. 414.
Welcome to Civic Media.
Right. 414 sending a text that was posted by a right-wing radio person who's dumping on Janet Protasiewicz because she wanted her gravesite to be located next to her ex-husband's dead wife.
What?
I had to send this to you. I did not expect the Wisconsin Supreme Court race to mention gravesites.
Well, there you go. I missed that one.
It sounds like a reach on the Republican side, if that's what they're bringing out as the big guns on the last day, that might be a whiff.
Yeah, and I don't want to put the cart before the horse as far as what we will ask Patrick Marley tonight during our 7 to 8 p.m. coverage when we talk to Patrick Marley at 7:30 about what would a Janet Protasiewicz win mean as far as GOP strategy in the legislature, in future campaigns. You know, I think we talked a lot about when Brian Schimming took over the Wisconsin GOP as someone who, I mean, we've already seen it as far as the Republicans for the first time since 2020 embracing early voting, because Brian Schimming came out and said, we can't start on election day 200,000 votes down and think that we're going to make it up. And so it'll be interesting to see if there is yet another That would make it, what, 14 out of 17 statewide races that Democrats would have won if there eventually becomes like, hey, you're not going to win statewide with MAGA candidates. You're not going to win statewide on culture wars. And if there is a potential attempt to about face, or if there's a doubling down. And I think there's just, like I said, the anticipation is high, and the anticipation where we go from here starting tomorrow will be interesting.
262 checking in again at 844-967-2789. LOL, that last person was straight up trolling on election day. You know you guys must be doing something right if people like that are texting in.
Well, and we appreciate it. Listen, I'm not so thin-skinned that I wouldn't entertain calls from people who disagree with me. Obviously, when there is, I'm going to say, I was like, I don't think that's true, but I'm not going to hang up on you.
And I agree with you.
Jane might.
Provided, these are producer rules, provided you stick to the topic, you're respectful, and you don't talk over the hosts. Those are my rules. Yeah. Those are my rules.
We're not gonna do a yelling contest.
No.
This is not a yelly show.
No.
I feel like there's probably been more times on this show I have cried than yelled.
By far.
And you can hear me get choked up versus me screaming into the microphone. I think that has happened more times than I'd like to admit, but this is also, you know, welcome to female talk radio.
We bring a little something different.
We do. We certainly do. And we will bring it again tonight from 7 to 8. But tune in. Just keep Civic Media on for the day. Obviously, we have Dueling Tangents and the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. Then it's Matt Flynn. And then a 3-hour Devil's Advocates from 4 to 7. And then we'll be back on air, Jane and I. And then we will hand it over to our news team with Terry Bell anchoring and bringing in the results with all of our correspondents across the state. But if you have not voted yet, once again, go vote. I am literally going to go out, get my umbrella, walk 2 blocks, go vote, and probably take my selfie afterwards. Jane, will you send me a selfie of you with your video?
I will.
With your voting sticker?
I absolutely will. And I just want to remind people, too, that the weather will likely get worse as the day goes on. So if you can vote before 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, do so. Again, we're not under any watches. We're not under any warnings. But if that's going to be a deterrent for you, then just try and get it done now.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tonight, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow when we have the election results in. Thank you for texting and calling and listening. Come back tomorrow. No, come back tonight at 7. Come back tomorrow at 11 when we will do As Goes Wisconsin all over again.
My place is here. I fight with you. One day more, I will join these people's heroes. I will follow where they go. I will learn their little secrets. I will know the things they know. We'll be ready for these mothers. Tomorrow is the judgment day. Tomorrow.
Now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripescast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov, and watch for deer.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop, 50-50 raffle,
all right, I won,
and 100 envelope ball. Go to oasisprojectwi.org/splash. That's oasisprojectwi.org/splash.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.